Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 1-each draw with Hearts today. Very poor, really can't say much more than that to be honest because really there isn't a lot to say about the game. As much as we praise the team for, you know, last minute winners or emphatic 5-0 victories which we can class as title defining, these results are title defining as well and it was just not good enough from the team. Once again, we have let a break affect us. We had all the momentum going into the break and we come back, should be fresher. A few players there obviously were on international duty and potentially could have been rested, but the team on the whole just never played at all today. It was really poor from all, and none more so than the captain. Once again, he makes a defensive blunder which cost us the game. We were chasing our tails from minute 5 today. Well, really minute 1 to be honest, because Hearts were the only team in it for a good half an hour. And I'll get into Tavernier in a minute, but certainly the team lineup was certainly a decent team, but then you've got a few players there that were on international duty, like Davis and Aribo and Arfield. You know, Aribo, a bit hot and cold, but, you know, certainly scoring against Brazil, confidence should be high. I wouldn't say he was our worst player today by all means. Arfield, again, very poor before the break. He had maybe one half-decent game. He obviously went away and played with Canada there. You know, anonymous again today. Ojo, really disappointing. You know, I know there was speculation that we're going to, you know, put a permanent bid in for him, but, you know, certainly on that performance, once again, not good enough. Davis was okay. He had played, you know, a lot of football there in his international break as well. Goldson, decent. Katic, Barisic were decent, and obviously Morelos, probably the standout of the bunch. He was good. McGregor really had nothing to do apart from pick the ball out the back of his net once. But Tavernier, once again, has let the side down. And as I said, we were chasing from minute 5. Hearts had an early chance in the first minute. They certainly looked very up for it. They were pressing all the over the pitch. They wouldn't let us get any time in the ball, and they actually hit the bar on the first minute. On the 5th minute, Hearts went 1-0 up. It was a long punt up from the Hearts keeper. It was one header towards our goal. Tavernier somehow manages to come across. Now, this is in the centre of the park, on the edge of our box here. He comes across and tries to header. He kind of jumps up. He never got anywhere near the ball, and he actually got in the road of Goldson at the same time, who was ready to clear the ball. Hearts player hit a shot, great save from McGregor, but rebounds back out to the Hearts player and hits it into the back of the net. Just picking up on the Tavernier thing again, that was almost a carbon copy of the same mistake he made against Young Boys for their second goal, where he, completely out of position, jumps across, tries to get the ball in front of our defender, who was in a much better place to get the ball. Just nonsensical defending there from Tavernier once again, and I've lost count of how many times he's cost us a goal and ultimately the match because of his stupid defensive mistakes. He's a right back, and I know what people are saying, modern day fullbacks, you know, don't focus on defending, but if he has a poor game going forward, which once again he did today, his crossing was woeful, his passing was woeful, his forward play was just diabolical, then he has to have something with him, but he's not. So once again, a defensive mistake from Tavernier, and just no redeeming qualities going forward. I don't know what he's in the team, and this is where I think the management have made the mistake. There's only one notable replacement I can see, and that's Flanagan, but he's out injured. So you pick a captain who is one of these players who are undroppable, then this is what's going to happen. Just think back to Ali McCoist when he built a team full of SPL level players for the lower leagues. They all thought they were invincible and we never really had any backup, and they didn't need to try because they knew they were going to get their place. I think Tavernier's suffering from that just now. And I know there might be a bit of heat coming our way for criticising Tavernier, but I'm sorry, this is just the hard facts. He has let us down far too often again. So, really, the rest of the first half kind of played out. Really, Hearts were largely on top. There's not a lot to talk about the game, to be honest, because there wasn't any clear-cut chances from either team the full game, to be honest. But certainly in the first half, you know, Hearts were probably the better team the first 30-35 minutes. And then we started to come back into it, and we had multiple corners. Again, we never created too many clear-cut chances. It was always snuffed out. Hearts were still pressing when we got the ball to their box, but they had stopped doing it all over the park. And they played a very good game today, Hearts. They snuffed out us, and that's what their game plan was, and they'll come away from this game very happy, but obviously disappointing from our end. We fortunately did, though, get the equaliser in the 39th minute with none other than Morelos, who was giving the defence an absolute torrid time today. He was just, you know, he was using his strength, forcing the defence into mistakes, but none of the other players could capitalise on Morelos' good play. But anyway, Morelos' goal, it was a corner in from the left from Barisic, header by Katic, who, I don't know if it looked as if he had missed hit it, he was trying to head it goalbound, but fortunately he's got a biscuit tin heed. The ball went straight to Morelos at the back post, who controls it and then shoots past the defender and the keeper into the back of net. Brilliant goal. So second half, expecting the surge to come on, because that's the way it's normally happened with us when we've played a bad first half. And it just really never came. Certainly we had a decent amount of possession. We had a lot of corners. There was one passage where we had a few shots that went it was deflected just wide a couple of times within a couple of minutes period. But we never really tested their keeper. They never tested our keeper either. But, you know, that's for up to us to keep it that way from their point of view. And we need to do a lot better up front. We thought we had unlocked tightly packed defences, but clearly not. I think there was just today too many players off the game, which is the unacceptable part. As I said, I'm not going to get too angry about the result, because it's quite clear that this league is going to go back and forward. But as I said right from the start of this reaction pod, is these are title defining games. We had the chance to go 2 points ahead of Celtic again after their emphatic 6-0 victory over Ross County yesterday. We need to capitalise on everything, and sorry, we just never done it today. So it's left us sitting second in the league. We're same on goal difference, same on points. I think they've maybe scored more goals. I'm not too sure how it works out from there, because it's never really went that far. But, you know, it's a slip up by us today, and when you are ahead in the league, it's ultimately in your hands. You know, we've let it slip out. There's a long way to go, absolutely. We're going to need to play a hell of a lot better than that. We can play a hell of a lot better than that. But it's a reminder for the team, we're not invincible. So it leads us into the next game, which is on Thursday against Porto. So it's going to be another tough game. So hopefully the team will be up for that one. Dave is literally coming back his holidays today, so I'm not sure when we're going to be getting a podcast out, because he's got work to go to as well. So it might be this week at some point, probably more likely the following week. So I'll be back with another post-match pod after the game on Thursday. So thanks for listening and goodbye.